Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Although there were differences in the ways of preparing offerings from the herds, the flocks, and the fowls, the basic principle was always the same. The Hebrew word korban, translated 36 times in Leviticus as offering or oblation, means something brought near. That was the role of the offerer. Then it was priestly work to place it, quote, in order on the wood, that is on the fire, upon the altar, chapter 1, verse 8. That which had been brought near would then begin to go up as a sweet aroma to the Lord. The Hebrew word for burnt sacrifice, found in verses 3 and 9 and 10 and 13 and 14 and 17, as we noted, is olah, meaning ascending. So here is the vital point. It was the individual who brought it, but it was God's plan to bring it. It was God's priest who presented it. It was also God's fire that consumed it, as we will see in chapter 9. And most importantly, it was God's sacrifice that was offered. David noted this in his prayer as Solomon was about to build the temple, quote, "But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you." 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14. Who could make a bull, or a lamb, or a dove, or even a sheaf of grain, but the Lord? And today, who gives us the thoughts and words and ability to speak in worship? Who stirs the love of our hearts? Quote, "We love him because he first loved us." 1 John 4, verse 19. And yet, we do bring the offering to him. We do agree with him that his son is as wonderful as he thinks he is. And we do, and forever will, find childlike delight in opening up his endless supply of exquisite gifts found in the person we adore. Will we ever come to the end of it? Quote, "For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever." Amen. That's Romans 11, verse 36.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.